What is up, beautiful people? It's your favorite person, Shay, and thank y'all for tuning into another podcast, tuning into Real Topics. This is the podcast where we like to do nothing less than keep it real and dive deep. And when we dive deep on this podcast, we focus on authentically being ourselves and not holding back on conversations surrounding emotions, well-being, societal norms, etc. So if you're a new listener, be sure to let us know your thoughts on this podcast in the reviews. And every week, we are taking a deep dive into thought-provoking and mind-stimulating topics. And we're building a community, and we definitely want y'all to know that there's no community without you all. So thank you for joining us. And get comfortable and enjoy the journey. Real Topics. This episode was recorded May 9th, 2022, and it's episode 41 of Real Topics. So in today's podcast, we are going to dive deep into the topic New Beginnings After Loss. This is part two of a 10-part series called Dealing and Healing. But this is episode 40 of the Real Topics podcast and counting, you know. So y'all were able to meet our guests. We actually took a break, and we also been having conversations about, like, you know, just timeliness and time management on posting the podcast. We like to keep it real. This Real Topics, and I ain't gonna lie, I dropped the ball on, like, just, you know, being free and available to, like, really schedule and do these podcasts. But nonetheless, we gonna always make it work. We gonna always figure it out. We gonna always keep it pushing. So y'all, like I said, y'all met our last special guest, which is Tony, and he's gonna be with us for the rest of the episode. So please stay tuned. We're gonna continue to talk about different things in this Dealing and Healing series. I just want to check in with you today, Tony. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it's still going through the process. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about that earlier. I was like, you know, I'm gonna forever be angry, but, you know, I can't do anything about it. I mean, it's not gonna bring the person back. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, that's real. We were definitely talking about that, which is, like, I don't know, it's just normal, and it's part of the process of, like, dealing with things that just are unexpected. And any tragedy, no matter what it is, it's always unexpected. And it's like, I don't fault or blame anyone for any emotions they feel when a tragedy hits. I don't, because, like, we all cope and deal with this stuff in a different way, and that's just being real. That's just being human. That is just what we do as humans. So I feel that is what I'm saying. And, you know, before we even start the podcast, we just like to take a moment to give thanks and honor to our guests by just showing them gratitude. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being a real human being, a concerned human being. As I've said before, it's like, you know, we are all in this situation together, but it's like, you know, you're still taking it upon yourself to, like, show as much support as you can to the family and Kiana's other friends too. So yeah. It's like, you know, gratitude tenfold, like, for real. for real. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I just want to take another moment of silence for Kiana. This is what we're gonna honor her. We're gonna take a moment of silence at the beginning of every podcast, just to, you know, give some honor to our girl. Thank y'all for being patient. Yeah, so like I said earlier, our topic is new beginnings after loss. So when I put those words together, new beginnings after loss, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that?
You know, I can't even put it to words right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even put it to the feelings I'm feeling right now. So
yeah,
in my sense right here, I'm just glad to be here. Yes. You know, blessed to wake up for another day. Yeah. But, you know, as in dealing and healing, mm-hmm, I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
I'm still dealing. I'm still healing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. It's going to be a journey. For real. Like, it's a step-by-step process. It's a day-by-day process. That's what it is.
Yep.
And we know that. And which is, like, kind of crazy because, like, I think I said this in the last podcast, too. I was like, you know, like, so adamant. I am going to grieve my friend, the loss of her life, for, like, 7 days. And then from then on out, I'm going to celebrate her life, which is what I am actively doing. But I, like, was lying to myself in a sense of me thinking that I wasn't still about to be feeling some, like, sadness, yeah, some pain and stuff like that, which is like something that's just something I needed to go through myself, hear myself say, I'm gonna celebrate my friend. And it's like, oh no, Marcella, like, that don't mean that you're not gonna feel pain. You're just gonna make the intention to, like, keep trying to move forward in a positive light of, like, okay, what does it mean to have been able to be her friend for as long as I was her friend, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, that's just real. And I feel exactly like what you mean about the process. Like, you're still in the process, dealing and healing, and that's just real. I swear.
Like I said, I mean, it's hard to put it in words and everything because, you know, we say it's dealing and healing and everything, but yet in another sense, shoot, we're still dealing and healing, and we can't really put that to words either, so.
Yeah. At all. My thoughts on hearing the words new beginnings after loss. I think just because of the journey that I've been on, I like to, like, let things, like, affect me. At least, like, now in my life, I'm learning to, like, really let deep emotions, like, affect me and not just cover them up and be like, no. I'm good. And it's like, no, it's okay not to be okay. Everybody say it with me, it's okay not to be okay. But it's like, so many years I was just like this timid, shy person that kept a lot of things to myself. And it's like, I was Tony over here laughing because it's true, because I really did. I was like in my own skin, like not expressive, which is like personality, like it's a part of a personality trait of like of a defense mechanism to like protect yourself from the world. And it's like when you live in that for so long, it's easy to suppress every emotion, even like pure joy, like everything. Now being on this journey, it's like, what does it mean to like really feel all emotions, positive and negative? Like, I can't run away from negative emotions or like disregard them, because how are they going to come out? Are they going to come out through my habits? Like, am I going to like drink myself overboard, which I've had moments in my past where I've really done that. But it's like, it just goes back to like, what does it mean? That's my thoughts on hearing new beginnings. It doesn't necessarily mean that, like, kind of like this forgive and forget, or like this just like move on, forget mindset. But it's like a, okay, this situation happened, so it's like, what is the new beginning? What is the new light? What is the new message? What is the new meaning of this? You know, even if we don't have the answer right now, like, because it's a journey, like we've been saying. I'm not fully in a place of like accepting these new beginnings, which is what I think I was like just highlighting.
Like, I don't think neither one of us are.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I want to ask you about that. Like, how are you feeling right now, these days, since we last talked? Yeah, about this.
I mean, I'm still at a place where, like, we were in the car earlier and we were talking about it. You saw me get emotional. Every time we bring it up, because we've been with her for me longer than you have. yeah, they're showing my age again. how do I put this? It's... Damn, I'm at a loss for words right now.
No, you're good. Take your time.
I mean, with us knowing her for so long and everything, and you being like one of her very first friends, y'all had a lot of more joyous moments than anything. I mean, I only...
Shout out to Carla, too.
Yeah, shout out to Carla. I don't know, and I don't really know who you are, Carla, but you know what? Thank you for taking care of Key and Jay. At this point, I'm really at a loss for words.
Yeah.
I know we got this event coming up Wednesday. You know, it's supposed to be her graduation. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be there in honor of her. We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to have an empty chair for her.
Yeah.
And it's just me, you, and her grandma showing up. I think her daddy's going to try to get off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see what is that all about and everything. Because, you know, we all know what she was passionate about other than clothes and shoes.
Fashion? Not just no mediocre fashion either. Like,
not just her Victoria's Secret. Oh, my gosh. She used to drag me in there all the time.
Yeah?
Yes. I was so uncomfortable. when you grow up with somebody and she like your little sister and she take you inside Victoria's Secret, it's like they were saying that damn Disney movie Aladdin. It's a whole new world. That's boundaries pushing.
That's hilarious.
I mean, shit, that was just one of my funniest moments right there.
Yeah.
Just being embarrassed.
That's funny.
It's just that so many memories I got with her. I mean, it's from the very last day I talked to her to the very first day I did. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't remember a lot because memory problems.
I've been going through that too. I'd be like, but I've also been not remembering a lot, but then I've been remembering a lot because, you know, like when, you know, us talking about tragedy, when it happens, your brain does get flooded with stuff. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I remember some stuff that happened. And I'm like, whoo, yeah, we was in our own world.
Speaking of that, her grandma had sent me that, I had waken up one morning, mm-hmm. and her grandma had sent me a picture saying, look what I found. And she said it was that graduation picture. It was her graduation picture in 2014. Was it 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a picture of me and her, mm-hmm. right there. I mean, I had just waken up and it was in the middle of the night. It brought so many emotions. It took me so long to go back to sleep. And next day I went over there to the house and everything. I said, why did you have to send me that picture? You know, it took me about 2 hours just to go back to sleep. Because, you know, when you see pictures and everything, you think of that day.
Well, me, how I'm feeling. Still just like...
lost, huh?
Yeah, like lost, numb. Like, is this real life? Like, I'm still like...
Is this a dream?
I'm still like, yeah, like I can't just like FaceTime her right now. Like, for real? Like, I can't just like pick up the phone, Snapchat her, like nothing, like... And it's like, I know, even if in the action of doing so, I know that I can't. Like, I'm aware that I can't do that because I know that she's not here. But it's still like, huh? Like, are we sure here? Like, is this, like, it just feels like she, like, on vacation somewhere and can't get reception wherever she at. Like, that's what it feels like.
Well, of course she can't get reception. They ain't got phones there.
But...
As many times as we wish that they had phones up there.
But I do still think there's a way to...
there is.
Yeah, connect.
There is.
Reconnect.
You know how I am. I dabbled into paranormal investigation and stuff for about, 15 so years or whatever. I do believe in that. A lot of people don't. I just had an argument with my neighbor about that.
Really?
Oh, she pissed me the hell off about that. Because she's one of those... I'm not trying to offend anybody here. I'm just going to say this. Because you already know, I don't hold anything back. But she's one of those reborn Christians, you know, the little quotation marks.
Right.
She's over here. We're driving in the car one day. And right there over there by your house, that's where we're having the argument. And she was like, there's no such thing as a spirit, this, that, whatever. She's like, there's nothing but demons and everything. I said, really?
I do not agree.
Exactly. This is off topic and everything.
Right.
But she's invited me to her church and everything and all the other stuff. I already told her so many times. I do not want to go to your church.
Right.
Let's see your corrupt church. And say, well, because we got different beliefs.
Yeah.
But, you know, go ahead. Big skeptic. I said, but I'm going to say this. I said, one more thing to piss me off. I'm going to drop your ass off right here.
No, you didn't.
And you can call your sister. Yeah, I mean, there is other ways of communicating and everything.
Yeah.
I got the tools. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, my beliefs on it, I'm like, frequencies exist, and like I was telling you how angel numbers, I'm a person who believe in angel numbers, and angel numbers
you
for
got me believing that.
Yo, angel numbers, I mean, but even Kiana did too, to a certain extent. Like, I mean, I knew she was at least like seeing, like, normally when you start
favorite,
off
her favorite angel number was 420. No lie. We just look at the clock together, because she'll be sitting in the car and I look at the time. She'll ask me the time. I look at it, I'm like 4:20, and you really know what she had in the car. She picked it up, lit it up, and just started puffing. I was like, damn, I should have never said that.
That tickled my spirit. Yeah. If you don't know, now you know. Like, back to what I was saying, like, just angel numbers and frequencies. Like, yeah, I believe that angel numbers are like signs and stuff. And like I said, I told you, I was just seeing them like off the charts. That's how I knew that, like, her spirit was like communicating, because it was like, I've seen angel numbers for a few years now. And when I started off seeing angel numbers, I started off seeing 1111, which is what I believe she started off seeing too.
I have yet to see that number.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've seen every other one. And like the one I just told you not too long ago, I kept seeing 555.
Mm-hmm.
2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you I was at her grandma's house when we saw that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And once at my house. You tell me what that meant and everything.
Yeah.
You said it was big, it meant, you know, big changes are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought about it and everything, except for that I just been seeing those numbers even before she was gone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many people pass in my life. Of course, nobody's had it good these past 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because of COVID and this and that and all this other crap. You know, this is pretty much, like we said, one of the incidents that didn't end up in COVID.
Yeah.
And it's like everything's going back to normal now. Well, hopefully.
Right. Kinda.
Yeah. You say y'all have been seeing butterflies too, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of white butterflies, guys.
I was at my at work.
It's yellow.
I was at work the other day. A few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just happened to look out the window and everything, and there's this, you know, the monarch butterflies?
Yeah, yeah.
Orange and black one?
Yeah.
I had seen one of those just flying around and everything, and then it just lands, like, right on the awning.
Interesting.
You see where that cocoon is right there? It was pretty much, like, right at the window.
Really? Yeah.
Like, right where I was standing, it was, like, diagonally from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my boss or my coworker would ask me, like, what are you looking at? I said, I was just looking at the butterfly.
Wild.
And
crazy.
I didn't tell him what that meant and everything. And I just was in my own little thing.
Yeah. Like, I know that's real, too, because I saw, I think it was one of her cousins at her grave. I think it was one of her cousins putting flowers down, or at least just visiting her grave. And, like, she captioned it, like, as I came to visit you, you came to visit me, and there was a butterfly sitting on top of the bouquet of flowers on the grave. And I was like, that's real. Like, I don't understand how people don't understand that. That stuff is real. Like,
yeah.
I believe the spirit world is real. And, like, our loved ones do send us signs when we pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
I mean, you just got to be in tune of, for instance, not a lot of people believe this, but, you know, we have, you know, all our senses, you know, taste, smell, hear, touch, right, all that other stuff.
Right.
But we're also born with another sense,
mm-hmm,
that eventually in time, a lot of us close it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us keep it open.
Mm-hmm.
Not intentionally. That's how come I went into all the paranormal stuff and everything, because mine is still open. I have been told by one of my best friends, which is this, he's a spiritual worker. My sister and a lot of my family, they, because, you know, I have anxiety problems and everything. But a lot of them say, you know, when you have anxiety, it's not really anxiety. It's just you feeling other people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
I do too.
I mean, even though I'm medicated and everything for this and all that, yeah, I've been told I'm an empath, which I believe, because I have things that I have pretty much, I can't say predicted or anything, but you know, when all my nieces and nephews were born, I told my sister what their gender was before she even got the ultrasounds. Kind of find out I was right. You know, when a couple of my uncles, or I knew they were sick, I have had days when I was off. I just felt like something was just off. And it wasn't nothing up here, but we get that call later on, so-and-so just passed away. And that's when I knew that's what was off.
Yeah.
And everybody can believe what they want to believe. I mean, it's not just me. Okay, there's skeptics out there. There's people that have seen it firsthand.
Right. There are skeptics who've seen it firsthand, and now they believe.
True.
You know?
True. I'm not going to lie about that. There are still skeptics that seen it firsthand and still want to believe that. I mean, it's not real. I'm like, dude, you're looking at it right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is.
Right. And with that being said, like, just you personally in your life, would you say you have been, like, keeping, like, certain feelings or emotions inside since hearing this happen to Kiana? Or, like, I mean, if so, how much have you been keeping stuff inside?
I have been keeping a lot inside, which is not good. But, you know what? I can't take it out on anything right now. Except for, you know, playing video games. You know, nowadays, you got Modern Warfare, you know, you got a lot of games that have killing in it and everything. Like, of course, I do play Modern Warfare, and I mean, and all these games, and my favorite is Assassin's Creed, which I've been playing a lot of lately. Other than that, sometimes I just wish I had a punching bag so I can just go out and just start hitting it and everything, take out all my aggression. And
we gotta get you a punching bag. That's an easy fix. We gotta get some of that.
Even one day I was at work and everything, and one of these, I don't intentionally get that agitated real quick, but I mean, I guess ever since this has happened and everything, I do get agitated real quick. It was just like, I was trying to put these boxes up on this very top shelf in the back room, and it was aggravating me because the lights were in my way, this was in my way, that was in my way, and plus I couldn't get a grip on the box. So I just got the box and I just hit it where the tape was, not knowing how close the object was. And when I did, I busted my knuckle. I hit it, this is like week two of it, and every time I hit it on something or accidentally get it stuck between a box and something else, my knuckle will swell. And I can barely bend my... That's how come you don't see me wear my ring on that finger anymore.
Dang, that's real.
My anger is up there.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, it's so crazy how we're, like, sitting here having this conversation, and it's like, I suppress my anger. And you're like, nope, my anger there. I just need to get this out. And it's like...
I let mine out.
Yeah, and it's so... But I mean, that's what's needed. And it's like, in both cases, it's like, okay, me like learning not only just to suppress, I mean, not to suppress, it's not only about me learning not to suppress my anger, but then in vice versa, it could be like you learning like properly express your anger, like, yeah. And vice versa. Like, I feel like things coexist for a reason. Like,
because I know you meditate a lot. Because I've heard your bowl.
Yeah, we ain't gonna get into that. A little insight. Yes, you heard my bowl.
That's another thing. And you have this like this very zen thing and everything, but I just try to keep myself busy. Like, you saw everything I do at my job, and I'm pretty much good at it. But that's because I keep myself busy. That's what I need to do. I just need to keep myself busy, because if I don't, I'm just gonna start thinking and thinking and thinking, and then anger's gonna start coming out, and that's something I don't need to be taking out on somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Right.
I mean, yes, I have done that, you know, to one specific person. I really don't you know, feel sorry for it, because they really piss me off. There's no capping there. So I'm a very blunt person, so therefore you piss me off, you're gonna piss me off. I used to be that type of person, you know. It took me a long time to get angry anything. I don't know what's changed or what changed it, or if it's just the tragedies that have been happening and everything. It's just that I just been getting, you know, more agitated, more angry, you know, or something. And, you know, very easily now. And it's like, you don't know how to go back.
Yeah.
So.
And I also believe in moon energy. And I think, yeah, like in astrology right now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we're definitely in the Taurus. Maybe the moon's not Taurus, but I know we're in Taurus season. I know that. And so I know there's a lot of people have been saying that they've just been feeling off. I've been just like collectively hearing that. And so since I do believe in astrology to a certain extent, like I'm like, oh, if people keep saying that they're feeling more agitated or just more anxious or these different things, I've been hearing it. I heard it from Tucson all the way to Beaumont. Literally, we saw and experienced some crazy energy on the train en route here, which telling you that. So it's like times already right now, like to be dealing and healing and feeling things is already hard, and then you add all of the energies, which I'm not gonna act like I'm an expert about. I don't know.
We're just going by what we experience.
But you can, is this definitely felt? Like, you can definitely feel it in the air. You can definitely feel it through the emotions of other people. Like you said, being an empath, like, it's definitely feel that. And I was like just thinking, being like how much I've been out of Beaumont while I'm processing that, you know, like Kiana is like no longer here. I feel like because I'm in another state and I'm already on another path, I feel like that is helping me in its own way, because it's like as soon as I got to Beaumont, everything just started flooding back, and I was just like, ooh, like my heart feel heavy again. Like not that it never stopped, but it's like when being far away, like it does help me put emotions and feelings towards like taking care of myself in a different kind of way, because it's like, oh, I'm out there, I have space, I can literally create a space and time to like do things like for myself. But like it's like immediately getting out here, it's like because you know, we all know that this is where Kiana was. Like, it just I felt all the energy once again. It was like a pickup from where the energy left off. Yeah, when the funeral and everything happened. And it's like, I understand, because I remember the conversation we had, and it's like, you know, you in Arizona, but you know, I'm right here next to Ms. Ross all day. And it's like, not only that, but it's like, you're literally here in the state, in the city, in the place.
Down the street.
Not even. A few steps away. Like, so it's like, it put it into perspective. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, I definitely feel what you're saying. And I immediately felt it, like I said, when I first got out here. I'm like, whew, okay. I'm just like memories have just been flooding me once again. And it's like, I am being an open book to allow that to happen without also remaining stuck in the same place. Because it's like, every time, this is what I feel about myself, is like, every time I come out here, I like want to, each time I come, I want to be like in a better place than the time before. It was super dark in February. Super dark. Super deep, dark. Just down, crying all the time. And then like right now, it's still super heavy, and it's like each time I come out here, I want to, it's kind of like facing what you're dealing with, like being open to like continuously like face what you're dealing with. I just wanted to express that. I'm like, that's how I feel. And I'm like, I do because I know that I'm on this journey of like just working through things and not suppressing things, I want to actually give myself space to do it. And then in all aspects, like even working on, like, I mean, because everybody have like family relationship difficulties. We all have issues in our families. And so it's like even growing and learning from this tragedy that, like, okay, remember that, like, your everyday is not, is literally not promised. Like, and so it's like, how can we continue being the best versions of ourselves every day? And sometimes that means just like muscling up the strength to like keep going and work through hard stuff, have difficult conversations with the people that we love.
Yeah.
Be there to support the people that we love, even when, I don't know, they just pissed us off or something, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, that's easier said than done. But so I read this article. This article is by a person named Lori Taylor, and it's named Endings Lead to New Beginnings. She helped me put my thoughts into words when she said, the transition from one year to the other can be hard. The reality that the person we love will be left behind in the old year will never experience the new one can weigh heavily on our hearts. Often we feel even more separated from our deceased loved one because we feel as if we are moving even further ahead without them. We are entering the new year without them, and it seems they are now centuries behind us. And I was like, oh, like that is like when someone is no longer here, it really do feel like even 1 year forward seems like centuries back in regards to like just the depth of the feeling. It's like just the knowingness of like physically this experience has ended for our loved one. I really do think it's like the fact that we keep moving forward, but it's like so many things happen. How many memories are made in a year? It feels like a century's worth, you know?
Yeah.
And so like that spoke to me for real. If you could put your thoughts into words, like that's what it feels like. And I know we're just a few months in on the process, which is still crazy, because this is, I'm like, months have went by, like this it still feel like it's like a week fresh. It happened yesterday.
That's what I was about to say. It feels like it just happened yesterday. Yeah, I mean, we're like, what? Month what?
Three.
3 months. So, yeah. I guess it's, I don't know. You think it'll hit us when we hit that 1 year?
I think her birthday is going to hit harder than the 1 year. Because I'm like, what, bro? Like, you know. I think of it like this, like, you know, I mean, we all don't know the spans of our lives. That's just the reality. But, like, I'm thinking, like, so you mean to tell me I have the possibility to make it even, like, another 25 years, and I'm still going to be, like, my friend's still not here. Like, each year is still going to be, like, you know, they have that saying, time heals all wounds. I think to a certain extent, like, we've been saying in the past, or at least I've said in the past, things just get more bearable. Nothing gets easier. And of course, we're feeling how we're feeling. And so I know we're feeling. And it's like, that's not even comparable, nor would I ever want to compare that to how her family's feeling. Well, I mean, this doesn't change the fact that my friend's still not here. Like, that's just going to be a memory that it's like, I'm going to hold until like my transition takes place, you know? Like, each of us, when we have friends and family who, like, depart from this physical world. And so, like, I'm just thinking how, like, each year is just gonna seem strange just because, like, I feel like I was just so spoiled on the fact that, like, her dying never crossed my mind. So I was just so spoiled on the fact that she was here. So it's like, every time we was like, let's link, and, like, plans, like, things didn't go as planned. One of us was always like, all right, it's all good, but I'm gonna catch you on the flip side, which was literally what happened the last time. It was like, all right, I'm coming out here in May, like, I'm gonna see you then, like, it ain't no thing. And like, this shit is blowing my world open, because I'm like, I really was like moving and talking like that, and it just made me literally the moment hearing about this shit, like, made me look and view my friend relationships different. I'm like my best friend started talking to me about a cruise, and I'm like, life is short. I like the way my money looking right now, it ain't looking like cruise worthy. I'm like waiting on some things to like fall in place in different areas in my life in regards to money. But I'm like, really, just like, life is not promised. So like, in the moments that we have, why not take them? You know, like, every moment is here and every moment is now, and that's why we have to enjoy it. And so, like, going back to what another thing that this person, Lori Taylor, said, she said something that I feel that you are feeling based on a lot of our conversations, and correct me if I'm wrong, but she said, it's almost impossible to even begin to think about new beginnings.
True.
How so?
It is impossible to feel new beginnings and everything, because we all have different ways of thinking.
Right.
And with right now, and especially with so much things going on with me, you know what's been going on.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it was just like, something has gone wrong, like, left and right. It was like, I cannot catch a break.
Yeah.
It's still going on and everything, and I'm like, I'm so stressed out right now. If I had to let my hair down, you can see. Now you can see it all up in here too.
Stress.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not one thing, it's another. I mean, of course, you know, I'm on medication and everything. Mm-hmm. That's been stressing me out and everything, because mm-hmm. I don't even want to get into that subject. Then stuff going on with my car and everything.
Yeah.
Almost little things. But that can be solved. But I mean, you can't do anything without money. So therefore,
nothing.
It's like, stresses you out even more. And then another problem comes. And another problem comes. And another problem comes. And you're like, oh my God.
Look, I just want a Birkin. I don't really want a Birkin. But I want to sit on the asset. It's like a never ending thing. And it's like,
yeah.
When can I catch a break? Do I catch a break? Okay, if I don't catch a break, what does this mean? Like, I gotta deal with this nonstop. And sometimes I think it's like, in those moments, I kind of feel like, I mean, of course, like, everybody in their own way is experiencing that in some way. But it's like, what does that mean? Like, at least in my mindset, I look at things as like lessons, or just like a part of the journey. It's, you ever like got something at like the right time and not based on your time? Like, you was like, I want this thing, but it didn't come until it was the time for it to come. I always feel like no matter what in life, it's always set up for us like that. Like, yeah. Always. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, does that mean I have to like balance out these not so positive moments? Like, what do I need to approach it differently? Like, what do I need to do to like figure out, or just deal with the situation that I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
And so I want to ask you, like, what have you done this week to like regain your physical and emotional energy? Or what do you plan to do?
I really ain't done nothing except for deal with it. Hopefully I come into something so I can just get this stuff over and done with and off of my mind. Because dealing with her is enough. I don't know if I said this in the last episode or not. I hadn't felt this way since my cousin passed away. It took me a long time to get back to the person. And, well, still not the person I was. But it's taken me a long time to even, you know, cope with it. And said, now I'm back to square one. And again, I'm lost. And I guess part of it is because, you know, you're so frustrated and everything. You know, you let everything catch up with you and you lose sight of things. I know I did. Hopefully everything changes.
Yeah, it will. That's what I like to say. It will. Because being at the bottom of anything, once you at the bottom, ain't no more bottom left to go. Like, that's the good thing. That's the positive mindset that comes with being at the bottom. That is, I can say, like, when once I stepped into that understanding, I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is the bottom. Like, this is, like, I can't go no more. I can only go up from here. And it's like, of course, like, that don't mean that it's just going to happen. Like, we don't know how long you're going to be at the bottom. Nobody knows how long they're going to be at the bottom of any, like, situation, you know? But it's like, I do comprehend that more these days. It's like, oh, okay. Because I feel my feet at the bottom of this situation. So I know it's only up from here. And then, you know, you literally gradually and slowly see it. Sometimes quicker than others. Sometimes you get off the bottom faster because somebody, like, you know, blessings and miracles happen. People see you, feel you, hear you, and then they offer support to you. And I'd be like, that'd be the realest moments. That'd be, of course, all those moments that you see when people be like, you just do not know how much of a blessing this, what, conversation, giving people money, giving people a hug, dust for people, like, for real.
On the other topic you were talking about being at the bottom and spiraling and all the other stuff, and, you know, mainly the whole drinking thing. And, you know, I have not drank in the last, what, 3-4 years? Mainly because I did that spiral and I hit the bottom, and it was just like one day I just decided, you know, I kept on and everything, but it was just like that tolerance was getting lower and lower and lower, and then finally I didn't even want it anymore, because I used to be like her and drink, you know, all hard liquor and stuff. If it wasn't beer, it was hard liquor, and mostly hard liquor when I went out and everything. I quit drinking, and it's at times where, you know, I kind of want to again, but, you know, I know if I go back there, I don't know what's gonna happen. So
yeah.
Even at that time, you know, where I want to and everything, I'm fixing to go up there and grab it, I don't know, it's just like something in my stomach and everything starts turning and this and that, and I start getting nauseous and everything just by even looking at it. Now the only reason I go into the store and everything is only to get like an energy drink or a water or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't go in there ever to buy any liquor or anything, because I just don't. I don't like it anymore. I noticed where some beer companies now are starting to come out with like these non-alcoholic beers and everything.
I don't get that. What does that mean?
Because I noticed where, well, I don't know if we can name companies or anything, but we don't want to get sued.
Right.
But one came out with this one called Zero Zero.
Oh, I think I heard of that.
Yeah, where okay. It's zero alcohol whatsoever.
But it's beer?
But yeah, it's still beer.
Yeah, I think
lager.
I recently heard of this.
It's still lager. I mean, it's like almost impossible for you to get. It's like impossible for you to get buzzed or drunk off of it.
Okay, how is that doesn't make sense though.
I don't know, because they did it once before, and I never got drunk off of that one.
It just doesn't make, like, I guess the naming of it. They're like, yeah, zero beer, but it's beer. Like, I don't know. Like, what does that mean?
Exactly. I'm like, hold on. I'll be the judge of that. With me, I guess it's a thing where I kind of want to try it, because, you know, you're always getting invited to go out in places and everything, and, you know, everybody's drinking and everything, and you're over here drinking water.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
A soda, this, that, whatever. So you feel out of place.
Mm.
So I just want to see about that and just see if it, to prove that point.
Right, right.
Truthfully, I don't know if we're going to do it or not, so.
Yeah. And that decision is clearly up to you. I want to ask you a question, you know, and say that, you know, your journey is your journey. And it's like, even, I felt out of place in times where I didn't drink and everybody else was drinking. And a lot of those cases have been because I drank too much the night before. And I'm like, I'm not drinking at all today. So it's like, but I do understand. It's kind of like this, like, you have your two types of people. There's like people that pressure you, be like, get something to drink. You want something to drink? I'll pay for it. Like, you know, just being super nice. And then you have your people that just like won't pressure you about it. But you see them in the span of time get like 5 drinks next to you. And like, I'm not saying that anything is wrong with either one of these perspectives. I'm just saying, like, I understand what it is to like be in both shoes, like not wanting to drink and then wanting to drink, being like, hey, you want to drink too? Like I understand both, but it's like, it's always people, it's always up to the person, like, and we shouldn't guilt trip people, or I don't know, make them feel out of place. And I hope we get that.
Lately, I have been getting, you know, one of my friends has been trying to get me to come out and everything. Because now I'm just a homebody. I don't go anywhere. And she had mentioned one day, she was like, you want to go somewhere? You want to go out? I was like, where? I said, there is nowhere to go here anymore. And I said, everything is like shut down, even before all this shit happened. And she was like, I don't know. I was just thinking about going to, you know, Core 9. I was like, really had to say that. You had to say that specific place, because mm-hmm. you know, that was her spot. That right there are kind of like signs to me, you know, because she was one that was trying to always get me to go out and this, mm-hmm. that, whatever. And we were supposed to go places and everything, like me and her. Mm-hmm. That time that she came back from South Padre and everything, mm-hmm. the next time she went, we were supposed to go, you know, she kept going to place to place and place to place. Mm-hmm. And she would either text me or be at the brink of asking me and everything. But if it had to do with drinking and everything, I think she kind of thought of that too. Mm. And when she got back and I asked her, I said, girl, what you been up to? I said, where you been? She was like, I was like so-and-so and this, that, whatever. Or sometimes I'll see it on Instagram or something like that. And I asked her, where you at? Mm-hmm. And that's the time she was at South Padre. Mm. And because I know she was near water and everything on a dock, and then I see a bar in the very far end, and that's when she was telling me, she was like, next time I go out there, she says, me and you are gonna go out there. I was like, all right, bet. And of course that chance never came,
right?
Which I kind of regret not going sometimes.
Yeah,
because I'm over here letting myself from the one that's not drinking, you know, keep myself from going and still going out and everything. Which, I mean, I get people saying, you know, you can still go out without drinking and everything. But I tell them, I said, yeah, but to me, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, because, you know, I was a promoter for a bunch of these clubs and stuff and everything. So I was always in VIP. Mm-hmm. I was always drinking. I ain't really had to pay for anything.
Right.
I damn didn't have to pay for VIP, shoot.
Better would have been a good buck.
Shoot, that's how I met, you know, a lot of these females too. She just grabbed that hand, tone, and I was like, yo, let her up. And they just moved out of the way, gave her a bracelet, go on. If y'all would have been with me back then, y'all would have known me back then. Mm-hmm. Was not the good me though.
But you know, it's a journey. You know.
Even an ex coworker of mine and everything, it was was like, you know, I'm glad I didn't know you back then where you were your old self and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wish I didn't know myself back then. Mm. I said, but you know what? We all have secrets. We all have skeletons in the closet. So, you know what?
Everybody.
I said, I ain't gonna hide it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
On another subject, every time I go to the house, I see right there on the fireplace mantle, mm-hmm. that same bottle of Paul that was full, mm-hmm. when I left. Next day, there's like maybe a shot to the bottom. That was that night of New Year's, mm-hmm. that video I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, Milton got lit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even his girl had to come get him.
Yeah, no, I
Speaking
remember.
Of that, I saw her not so long ago.
What, Milton?
No, his girl.
Oh,
his,
gotcha.
His ex.
Yeah, Kiana told me that whole story. I was like,
she was jealous of her.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember y'all telling me that part.
Yeah. I mean, which I don't know why she was jealous of her, because, you know, she was...
I mean, that's normal. That was normal for Kiana.
But she was up there in Kiana's level, though.
But, you know, it's like, I don't know why people, like, girls be thinking they have to be in competition.
I don't know. Maybe it was because, you know, she her and Milton grew up together and everything.
Right. And so it's like the possibility of, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
A spark happening,
right,
or something,
right,
like that.
Right.
I mean, if it hadn't happened by now, there was no chance of it happening.
And we all know that Kiana's picky. Like, what's
yeah,
the, you know?
She was hella picky.
So it's like, it's not like,
yes. I mean, I don't know.
I have a question for the listeners. I see the time right now, and I know we're going to have to wrap up this episode soon. A question for the listeners to ponder on. Which is a more helpful tool to coping with the death of a loved one? To be active or passive? Leave that in the review section or in the comments of the newly posted video once this episode airs at The Real Topics Podcast on Instagram. Ponder on that. And then I have a question, a few more questions for you, but I see the time and we gotta get to these. So what are some of the ways you're gonna continue celebrating Kiana's life from here on out?
I mean, the only way I can do is just, like I said, I live down the street from where she lived. So the only thing I can do is just keep on going over there, keep on talking to her dad, checking on her grandma. I mean, every now and then on Thursdays, I'll go over there and that's when she calls, you know.
Yeah.
And not too long ago, I got to talk to him.
Ah, that's good. Right. I remember you telling me.
Yes. Yeah. And right there, that almost broke me.
Yeah.
Because I was actually hearing him talk for the very first, not very first time, but in a long time.
Yeah.
Because he usually didn't really talk. He used to either whine or he wasn't keen to do something or whatever. Either that or he was throwing a toy at my head. Just hearing his voice, it was just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I had to keep it together. I had to keep on talking to him. But it was like, without a face, he doesn't know who he's talking to. Mm-hmm. If I would have talked to him, you know, through like via FaceTime or Duo or whatever, then maybe he would have saw who he was talking to. And right. He would have probably went back to that little stage and everything. I mean, I don't know. It's just thinking about her. And I can't not never think about her and say, because I have her picture, I have her thing posted on my wall in a frame with one of the roses that was in one of the bouquets. The stem and everything is dead and everything, but the flower is not, because they sprayed it. So therefore it's a forever flower.
That's what Ms. Ross was talking about, some spray stuff, like some of the, yeah, that's what she was telling me about last time I was out here. That's beautiful.
And of course, you know, I got her button in my car, so.
You know, ain't going nowhere.
And you're
nowhere.
Wearing hers right now.
Ain't going nowhere, bruh. Like, probably looking like a crazy person, like I'm talking to myself. I'm like, no, I'm having a conversation. I be doing stuff, and I be like, bro, did you see that? I just be like,
no, right?
I be like, what?
I be doing
kind
the
of,
same thing.
What kind of reaction would she have right now? That'd be so funny.
And like yesterday, I mean, yesterday was Mother's Day and everything. When I was leaving work and everything, I forgot it was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And here it is. I'm hearing my boss and over here saying, you know, well, Happy Mother's Day, this, that, whatever, and. It still didn't click to me. When I got in the car and everything, it finally clicked to me. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her button and everything. And, you know, I just touched the button and started rubbing it and everything. And I told her, I was like, I know you ain't here, girl. I said, but Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I can't say, you know, she was a great mom. I mean, she
loved her son.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say.
Because every single day, I'm not gonna lie, Shay, every single day, there was a package at the door.
For real?
And if she was at home, I'd have to go get it. I had to remind her and then text her later on. Key, I said, I still got your package. I said, are you home or not? She'd be like, nah, she's about to be there in a minute. Just that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she texts me once she get home and everything, I go bring it to her. Or somebody would be home and they'd get it, and I just text her and everything, and she'll text her grandma and tell her to pick there's a package at the door and everything. And, you know, there's still an open package at the house.
Was it the one that was written on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently that came the day
after, right?
No, the day she passed.
Oh, the day. Okay, I knew Ms. Ross said.
You know, because that's what's written on the box. As curious as I am what it is in the box, because she was always ordering something.
That's what...
And it was always something... always something throw-ass. Knowing her, it was probably a new bomb.
Ms. Ross said, Shayla, what is this? I was like, at first I didn't know what it was. She was like, don't lie to me, you know what this is. She was holding up the tip of the wax pen.
Oh.
I was like, I think, but like I was already a few drinks in. I was like a little tipsy, and I was like, I think, like, and she was like, don't lie to me, you know what this is.
I believe you. If that was me, I said, I can't lie if I'm not in my right mind.
I'm like, know what it is, but like, it's the tip of something. I'm like, I think.
Yeah, but knowing me, I would have probably told her because, huh? Hey, so work at a vape shop.
I know exactly what it is.
I know exactly what it is, but I ain't telling you.
That tip looks strange. I ain't know. I'm like, what is that? Is that a pin top? No. Okay, no. And then you saw like the bottom, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You're like, hold on. Never mind.
Yeah. To wrap up a little bit, I definitely want to just play this game. So, how it works, don't be nervous. It's cool. How it works is I'm going to say a quote, and you'll just give me a one-word response on how these quotes, like, make you feel. Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Oh, Lord, you know I ain't good at this.
It's okay. Take your time, too, like, to think of the one word. And these quotes, all of these quotes come from BaconYoung.com, and they are not sponsors, just letting you know.
BaconYoung?
Yeah. Okay. I think I...
You made me hungry by saying bacon.
But it's, like, spelled different. It's, like, bacon.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's, like, bacon. I don't know. I think that's somebody's last name.
I met a lady the other day at my job. Her maiden name was Batman.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's the first for everything. I ain't never heard that. Oh, I think you were telling me that. Was you telling me that?
Yes.
Okay. So with the first quote says, post-traumatic growth occurs when we create meaning by deciding how to live with the tragedy, not in the meaning of the tragedy. What's your word? One word response to that.
I don't think I have a one word.
No?
No, because what she just described was like a whole conversation.
Right. Okay, one word or one sentence.
Do me a favor, read it again.
Yeah, I got you. So, post-traumatic growth occurs when we create meaning by deciding how to live with the tragedy, not in the meaning of the tragedy.
Of course, grief, but other people take it different. Some people can go with it, like you said, they can go with it with drinking.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead and just say grief, because that's mainly what it is.
Yeah, and the next one is, it is what happens afterward, not the event itself, that is valued.
All right, yeah, I get that. I don't know, I guess I can say what, memories?
That's a nice
one. I'm just going to go with memories, because that's what you're just going to carry with you.
True.
Shoot. Right now, there's so many things going through my head right now, so.
Just cracking yourself up.
Especially that last time. You know what happened.
What?
The Dine and Dash thing.
Oh, yeah. That is.
She brought that upon herself.
It is what it is. Not everyone has an opportunity to anticipate death. Some deaths are sudden, unexpected, and traumatic.
All right, yes. If you were talking, if this was a whole paranormal episode and everything, that'll be a whole conversation. Because I can go all day talking about that one. But I probably would say, because when something like that happens, even to the person, it happens so fast that they don't even know. So they can just be living their best life at one time or having this one memory of something, and next thing they know, they're looking at their own self. Or not even that. It's just, you know, they're somewhere else. And that was like their, I guess you can say, their happy place. I'm not going to make it into a whole conversation, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But that, yeah. Okay, thank you for that. And the next one is, the reality of death is that the survivors are in transition after the death of a loved one. The transition is a spectrum, with one end being endings and the other beginnings.
All right, that was a lot you said. I spaced out on a lot of it.
No worries, I'll read it again. It says the reality of death is that the survivors are in transition after the death of a loved one. The transition is a spectrum with one end being endings and the other end being beginnings.
All right, I don't know how to say about that last part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the survivors, I would say one, survivor's remorse.
That's real. That stuff is real.
And for two, the beginnings and the endings. The ending could be, like we know, the end of Key.
Right.
The beginning could be like, what my family's always thought. Like I said, it could be like the end of Key and the beginning of another life. We learned that somebody in the family was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, Key. It was her ending. So, yeah, I could say that.
Yeah, interesting. And the conversation me, you, and Lauren had.
Yeah.
I was like, you never know. We don't know. Yeah, I feel that and I hear that. And that's true. And then the last one, last but not least, asking for help is not a negative, but a strength.
All right, yes. Asking for help is not a negative. Asking for help just means that you're strong. Because, you know, a lot of people don't like to ask for help. They just like to deal with it on their own.
Yo, preaching to the choir. And I'm the choir.
Yeah. As in the last part, read that last part one more time.
Yeah. Asking for help is not a negative, but a strength.
Well, I just answered the whole damn question.
Yeah, you did. That's what I was
saying. So, really, I really don't have nothing else to say on that.
And that's that on that. So, we're going back to this, the very ending, which I asked you on the last episode. We talked about one day we all will take our last breath and our physical life will come to an end. And from the last thing you said, if you can remember, or if not, is there anything you just want to say about, like, what's the message that you would want to leave with the people who love you, who miss you?
I mean, I technically don't remember all I said. I remember I said something about, I hope I left like a mark, almost like a legacy.
Yeah.
Almost like we're doing with her. She left a mark, a very big mark. You know, a lot of times, you know, like I said, we have skeletons in our closets and everything. So just, in a way, I guess, you know, live from other people's mistakes, no matter what it is, good or bad. And like me, I said, I don't know if I got any kids out there or not. If I do, you know, it is what it is. If I don't, again, it is what it is.
You're doing a lot of speculation. I need people to come forward. If this message is true, Tony deserves to know.
No, I don't. I'm broke as it is.
I don't need no kids tying me down. Nah, but, you know, that's respect. Because, like, life be lifing. Me and my cousin just said that to each other yesterday. Life be lifing. And that's true. And sometimes you don't know. I mean, I've had people in my family not know stuff until their kids, like, grown-ups.
I know. I don't want people to think that I'm some kind of deadbeat or some bum or anything, you know, anything. Because, no, that's what I hate the most. If there is, there is. And I expect y'all to tell me now, even as broke as my ass is, then later when they're 18, 19 years old and over here claiming that they my child or they need help with this, they need help with that. I don't know you. That's going to be like that movie, The Game Plan. Coming up to the door, finding out this little girl that came to the door, whatever, you know, found out that she was actually my daughter.
Mm-hmm. It'd be real.
Yeah.
So if you, in other words, mothers, first of all, happy belated Mother's Day, or late Mother's Day. I don't even know how to properly say that to all the mothers out there, and especially, you know, May 10th coming up for all the Hispanic mothers as well. But what I was originally saying, mothers, if you got vital information for fathers out there. No, I'm just talking in general because I know this this do really be happening. And I don't think that's right. But then also, it's like, I mean, who am I? I don't know people's situations. People think that, you know, they should keep their children sometimes away from certain people. And I'm like, you know, you have a right to feel how you feel. A partnership, when two parties are involved and you know that the other party is definitely involved, they deserve to know.
This person does not want to say anything. Mm-hmm.
Ask.
I have.
Oh, okay.
Still,
but it's like, it's
they
like
don't
one
want
of
to
those.
Say anything.
Got you, got you, got you. Yeah, I got you.
This person did hint that no matter what, she thinks I would be a great father. Mm. And that got me thinking, because I'm not going to say how many she has. Mm-hmm. That just kind of put flags in the air right there, because I was like, hold on. So are you saying that one of them or is mine? And I said, if it is, you just pretty much are bad at hiding it now. But I don't know. Mm. Anyways, I don't want to get into that, and I don't want that person to be calling me.
I mean, you know, respect. Yeah, for that situation. I hope everything works itself out and the truth comes out. It's just people have rights to know.
Down in the dark should come to the light.
Always.
Dark is, you know, it's pretty much self-explanatory, but you know.
That is funny. And on that note, I want to say thank you, Tony. I'm glad we got to laugh more in this episode, because, like, you know, there's a lot of things preventing us from, like, doing continuously, like, just keep going with this podcast. Mainly the timeliness on me. But then it's like, when I think of stuff like that, I still think about how, like, you know, this is not easy. It's not easy to sit up here and be vulnerable. This is how we feel after, like, losing a friend, you know? So it's like, I'm always just graceful and, like, or I try to be graceful and just be patient with a process. Like, I'm learning that things shouldn't be rushed. If they are rushed, like, is that the best that we could be putting out if it feels rushed? So it's like, you know, when you're doing something, anything in life, like when you're doing something, you always have to do it according to, in my opinion, divine time. Like, things will always fall together when they're supposed to, and
when the time is right.
And because we both are still dealing and healing, goddamn, and that's the name of the series, you know. So thank you so much for being another, like, amazing guest. Also, I want to start this new thing. I think I probably asked you this last time, but I have a new part that I want to add to it. So
okay.
I want you to let everyone know where they can find you on social media. I mean, if that's something that you are comfortable being supported as. And also, I want you to let people know where and how you can be supported in this moment in time. Like, I think people deserve the opportunity to be celebrated and or help. So, like, you can provide, like, Cash App, Venmo, or however, like, you, like, want to receive funds from people just for listening. Because I'm like, I mean, in life, we do meet people who connect. Like, there might be a specific listener that, like, connected with you or, you know, whatever. If people are feeling generous, because I just think everybody deserves support. And if you have the means to support, definitely let people know how they can support you.
I mean, I'm on Facebook, if you can. A lot of people can't find me, but I'm under Tony Acone Martinez. And I'm also on Instagram. My Instagram is...
take it down.
My Instagram is Lucky2887, so you can reach me there on those two. As I said, if you want to, on Cash App, it's $ Tony NTZ. So you feel like you connected, you feel like you went through the same thing or whatever, I mean, you can hit me up there. And also, I'll be checking the Instagram for this podcast too, so you could just hit me up there too, so if you want to.
Yeah, thank you, Tony, like I said again, and thank y'all for tuning in, beautiful people. Like I said, I'm Shay, and what better way to keep it real than with real topics? I'm back in my hometown, y'all. I feel good. I'm feeling all the great energy of being in person and recording this podcast today with Tony. you know, if you're feeling generous, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast to hear more real conversations. You know, you can follow us and turn on your notifications to be notified every time a new episode is uploaded. And yeah, you can find us pretty much everywhere on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, or like wherever you get your podcasts. New podcasts are every Friday at 5 p.m. Central. We've been slacking a little bit, but they're every Friday at 5 p.m. Central. So just stay tuned for more episodes and share it with a friend so that they too can journey along with us while we continue to dive deep and keep it real with real topics about emotions, well-being, societal norms, etc. And for potential partnerships, email us at realtopicscommunity@gmail.com. Again, that's realtopicscommunity@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram at The Real Topics Podcast. Again, that's at The Real Topics Podcast. You all have a beautiful day. And as I always say, the most important thing to remember at the end of every day is always remember to give love. Peace.